Welcome back to Off the Hour. The time right now is 5:36. On April 22nd, the comment period will close at the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, on a non-compliance complaint against Videotron, a Quebec Corps subsidiary. At stake is the status of Videotron's community license for MaTV and $23 million of public funds earmarked for community television in the Greater Montreal area. Filed at CRTC last fall, ICTV's intervention raised questions and evidence of Videotron's violations and regulations governing community TV. Since then, information disclosed by Videotron to the CRTC confirms concerns raised by ICTV. Joining us live today is Laith Marouf, a member of the ICTV Steering Committee. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Laith, how about you tell us a little bit more about ICTV and your non-compliance complaint against Videotron?
Well, ICTV is a collection of community members that have experience in community programming, community media, and education and outreach in the community that looked at the problems that we have with MaTV not being representative of the diversity of our communities in the island, not having any access to training or equipment for the community to approach and produce content that represents them, and decided to put together an application for a license for the Montreal region. And in having to do so, we had to prove that MaTV is in non-compliance. And we did so very clearly in our presentation that we put at the CRTC. The regulation that governs community television is very close to what the regulation that governs community radio here at CQT. We know, for instance, that CQT presents a space for ethnic communities that don't have any space in the mainstream radio, for Aboriginal communities, for arts genres and communities that like hip-hop and punk and so forth that don't have airtime on the commercial radio. And that is the core essence of what community media television or radio is, to give access to communities that don't have space in the commercial sector. So in looking at MaTV, it is taking out $23 million of the funds earmarked for our community television in Montreal, and is wasting it on productions that are made by professional members of the Quebecor Media Incorporated, and doesn't have offer any English programming, doesn't offer any programming about and for the native communities of the Greater Montreal region, and very little that speaks about the ethnic communities.
Well, when Videotron's cable license came up for renewal last summer, an organization called the English Language Arts Network, or ELAN, approached senior managers of the French language community channel MaTV to ask why Videotron had failed to provide a community television for English-speaking subscribers. Since Videotron has proposed an English community channel, MaTV, or MyTV, sorry, ELAN is among those claiming that Videotron would be the best choice to operate community TV in Montreal for a few reasons, one of them being that they will ensure equal English and French programming. What is your response to the English Language Arts Network and their primary concern of the lack of English community TV or a community channel? And do you think accommodating the English-speaking subscribers is really what is at question here?
Well, you know, I worked with ELAN for a couple of years before on this same issue, trying to get Videotron to be in compliance and give space to the diverse communities that live in the island of Montreal. And unfortunately, throughout the past decade, the multiple interventions from the community to try to get Videotron to do their work haven't amounted to anything. And in fact, you know, having right now Videotron deciding to take another $23 million on top of the 23 that they are like taking from the Canadian media funds to run this English station does not answer to the issues of native communities, does not answer to the issues of the diverse ethnic communities that we have on the island. And the way that it's being proposed, it also says that basically all the ethnic communities and the Aboriginal communities will have to produce in the English MyTV station if licensed. no matter what their official language preference is. So Algerians that speak French or native communities that speak French will not be given any space in MaTV. And this outlook on community television, of segregating all these communities according to ethnic lines, is the opposite of why we have community television and radio. We have community media in order to bring our communities together, to highlight, you know, our issues, and to create dialogue and understanding between these communities. So, you know, to have a French station called MaTV that is built on a French conception of a bloodline is very disturbing. And to see Ilan actually, who's supposed to, you know, help the English community artist, decide that it's better off to segregate and silo our English community in the time of the charter of identity and all this racism that is being whipped up in Quebec, is very destructive. We need actually a platform where the English community and the ethnic communities and the Aboriginal communities can be on the same platform with the French majority, in order for the French majority communities to see us and understand our issues. And, you know, if we are on a different station, they're not going to come there if it's not offered in multi-languages. And this is what we're proposing. We're proposing a multi-language station that will actually increase the hours that will be offered for communities in French and English. For instance, the MaTV, MyTV dichotomy offers only 20 hours in French programming and 20 hours in English programming, nothing in Aboriginal, nothing in third language, nothing in bilingual. And what we're offering at ICTV is we can do it in just the budget of MaTV for 78 hours of French programming, 33 hours of English programming, and, you know, the rest divided between Aboriginal and third languages and bilingual content. So with the same money, we will be giving more access, more space to the English community.
Okay. One of the concerns that Ilan has is about the quality that I guess ICTV is, or the quality of the programming that ICT can offer. He argues that, or Guy Rogers, a man who is, or the executive director of Ilan, wrote that ICTV's production model is based on the work of unpaid volunteers, which makes sense for student TV, but not for community TV. MyTV's model would contribute in keeping producers, filmmakers, artists, and other creative members of our community in Quebec, as well as providing valuable work experience for recent graduates. How would ICT ensure the quality of their programming in this case, if you guys are successful? And yeah, could you speak to this, please?
Well, community media does not mean unprofessional. In the case of listening to, for instance, CQUT, and right now our listeners know that CQUT offers some of the best music programming and community access, community coverage programming in the province, if not in the whole country. So, you know, for instance, some of the music shows are the most listened to across Quebec here in CQUT. So it's a very belittling, you know, a point from Mr. Guy Rogers. I would love to have debated him in person, because it's, you know, we've tried for 7 months at ICTV through our process of applying at the CRTC to actually meet with Ilan. We met with hundreds of organizations in the city of Montreal and communities, and Ilan actually refused throughout the process to meet with us at any given moment. So it's very you know, disturbing to see him speak like this, in this belittling way, about community media. And in fact, you know, ICTV will be offering tens of jobs. They're not going to be the jobs that are production jobs or host jobs like MaTV is paying its hosts and so forth. We are going to have people that are there to teach the processes of television production. We're going to have coordinators for content and so forth. There's going to be tens of jobs, but in a different way than what MaTV is offering. And at the same time, that will ensure the quality of the content. And you know, MaTV currently offers zero access to training, zero access to equipment for the community to learn this. And we will be offering a full A to Z schedule of workshops on television production. So we are going to be the only place where recent graduates and those of the communities that want to learn the skills can access this information.
Hmm. So you just spoke a little bit about community access, and one of Ilan's arguments is that there's kind of a misunderstanding or a difference in terms of how you define community access. For ICTV, community access means open access for members of the community to produce their programs, and MaTV claims that they see it in terms of creating programming that reflects local interest.
This is where they actually is very problematic, because the law is very clear. There's a huge difference between access programming and local programming. If you want to watch local programming about, you know, that's produced by a professionally paid teams of you know, reporters and so forth, you can switch to CTV Montreal, you can switch to TVI, you can go to Global Montreal and so forth. That is not what access programming is. Access programming is giving communities that bring in ideas a chance and the access to the equipment and the training for them to produce content that represents them. That's very clear. If Mr. Rogers would like to, you know, pretend that he doesn't understand like the clear English languages, you know, writing in the law, and I mean the logic also of the difference between what is local programming versus community programming and access programming, then it's his choice. But he shouldn't be trying to manipulate the public by using this language.
Yeah, no, definitely. In terms of after, if you guys are successful, can you speak a little bit more about, this transition between how you guys plan on, taking over the community TV here in Montreal?
Well, currently right now, as you mentioned in the beginning of the interview, the public intervention period ends on April 22nd. That's Tuesday. There will be another 10 days when ICTV will have the right to respond to Videotron's response to our complaint, which will come out at the end of the 22nd. So once we put in that information, the CRTC is going to take a couple of months to decide what to do with the non-compliance of MaTV. And we hope that the CRTC will rule that it's time for community television to be run just like community radio, with non-profit boards of directors that represent the diversity of the communities being serviced. We've seen decades of community radio in Montreal, exemplified by CKUT and Radio Cibel, that have been much more transparent on where the money is being spent, how the programming is being produced, and much more accessible to our communities that don't have access anywhere else. So, we hope within a year, if the CRTC issues, the license, that we'll be up and running and delivering on quality access television for the communities.
Cool. Laith Marouf is a member of the ICTV steering community. Community. Thanks for joining us today.
Our website is www.tele1.ca, tele1.ca. Go there if you want to write a letter for the CRTC before the 22nd. There's template letters for organizations and communities. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.